Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Okay, my name is Rebecca Sumner, and on my credit card shows a charge for $56.95. Can you tell me what that's for?
I'll be more than happy to take a look and see what's going on. To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
46158.
Thank you for that. And your name?
My what?
I apologize. And can I get your name, please?
Rebecca Sumner. S-U-M-N-E-R.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I try and locate that account. I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
My address?
Yes, ma'am.
13071 North Allman, A-L-L-M-A-N, East Street, Mooresville, Indiana, 46158.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you were charged $56.95. for the membership fee for the Factory Direct Club Savings Store, which I'm showing being a member will get you a $125 gift card each month to the Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is an online website.
Wait. What is this store? What is the store you're talking about?
It's for the Factory Direct Club Savings Store, which being a member will get you a $125 gift card each month to the Best Consumer Gadget Club.
I have never even heard of it. I don't even know if it's in Indiana. I want to know who put this on my account because I did not sign up for that.
I'm showing where you were initially charged on the 5th of January, $7.45 for the pulse oximeter shipping costs for that welcome gift for joining that Factory Direct Club Savings Store membership, ma'am.
Wait a minute. What was that? What was in January?
You were charged the $7.45 for the pulse oximeter shipping cost.
I did get that. I did not sign up for anything, though. I did not. No. This comes off my account right now. I have found this. I have not just found this one. There's a couple or three other people doing the same thing. No, I did not sign up for that. I don't even know what the store is you're talking about because I've never heard of it.
I will cancel out the account so that there won't be
I'm
any.
I'm going to dispute it, and I will not pay it. So you either take it off, I will just dispute it.
I will cancel out the account so that there won't be any future charges. And at this time, the account is closed. And what I'd be able to do off the prior charge, I'll be able to do a credit back of $28.48 that would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Wait a minute. Why is it not $56.95?
Well, because you would still have access to that $125 gift card that they had emailed out to you. We wouldn't be able to do a full refund off that charge. But let me ask my supervisor to see if there's anything else I can do. Hold on.
Wait a minute. I could not get any gift card for $125. I did not. I would know that. I want $56.95 taken off my credit card right now. I am not paying it. I don't know how you guys get by with doing all this, but obviously there's some loophole I'm not aware of.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize.
What?
It's about that one. She did say this one time I'd be able to do a full refund back off the $56.95 charge that you'll show crediting back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. And the account is closed so that there won't be any future charges.
Okay, so you're taking off the $56.95 right now, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Please close that account. I never want to hear from you again. Thank you.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?